USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden is being indicted on some felony tax-related charges with a total of 9 counts. The filing in a federal court in Los Angeles, California, will allege that Biden failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. Sarah Isker on News Nation last night is an attorney and former Trump administration spokesperson.
We've been expecting this. We knew when that plea deal fell through that we would see criminal charges filed. I will tell you, even expecting all of this, I was not expecting the 9 felonies. But as anyone who's worked at the Department of Justice or been charged by the feds know, they don't bring charges unless they believe they will win the case.
The White House is criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he underscored the importance of the continuous and sustained flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel is reporting its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of Gaza, who is believed to be hiding underground. Once mainly made in China, iPhone maker Foxconn plans to expand its business into India with a $1.6 billion investment for construction projects. The announcement was made in an exchange filing in Taiwan late Monday. Foxconn and other Taiwanese electronics manufacturers continue to diversify their business outside of China as tensions rise between Washington and Beijing. The wealthiest Americans are now even richer than ever. The Federal Reserve is reporting that the top 1% of earners in the United States own more wealth than the entire middle class of Americans combined. Statistics through the summer of this year indicate 26.5% of all household wealth, it's about $38.7 trillion, belongs to the 1% of American earners. USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are stalling an assistance bill to Ukraine. Dave Collins has more.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. However, Republicans strongly oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy changes aimed at addressing the influx of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Fox News is reporting 12,000 migrants are entering the United States illegally every day. Illinois is being awarded more than $95 million to improve passenger rail across the state. The funding was provided by the Federal Railroad Administration. Just about $94 million will be used to improve and modernize Chicago's Union Station. Expect airports to get even more crowded next year.
Next year, the airline industry anticipates a record number of air travelers, with around 4.7 billion people expected to fly. Projected net profits for the industry in 2024 are estimated to reach $25.7 billion. That reflects a 2.7% profit margin. This surpasses pre-pandemic levels, exceeding the 4.5 billion travelers recorded in 2019. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.